This is the Sakar Merli of the 28th of July, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, only the one Father rectifies everything that has gone wrong for you. That is, only the one Father creates your fortune. He gives you this knowledge and makes you fortunate. Question. What discipline do you children have in this spiritual furnace, Batty? Answer. Those who sit in this spiritual furnace, this Batty, that is, those who are on the pilgrimage of remembrance, should never allow their thoughts to wander here and there. Let only the one Father be remembered. If your thoughts wander here and there, you continue to yawn and doze off, and the atmosphere is spoilt. You then cause yourself a loss. Song. Neither should the support of your heart nor your fortune break after being created. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard two lines of the song. You children are cautioned because the fortune of everyone except you Brahmins is spoilt at this time. Everything that went wrong for you is now being put right. The Father is called the one who creates your fortune. You know how sweet Shiv Baba is. The word Baba is very sweet. All souls receive an inheritance from the Father. In the world, sons, not daughters, receive an inheritance from their father. Here, everyone, sons and daughters, have a right to the inheritance. The Father teaches souls, that is, his children. You souls understand that all of us are brothers. This is truly called a brotherhood. All are children of the one God. In that case, why do they all fight and quarrel so much? All of them continue to fight amongst themselves. There are innumerable religions and innumerable directions. The main thing is that there is always battling in the kingdom of Ravan, because of the existence of the vices. There is so much fighting because of the vice of lust. Many kings have battled in this way. They fight a lot because of lust. They become so happy, but when someone's heart becomes attached to another, he may even kill for her. Lust is the greatest enemy. Those who have anger are said to be angry, and those who have greed are said to be greedy. But those who are lustful have been given many different names. This is why it is asked, why should we renounce nectar and drink poison? Nectar is mentioned in the scriptures. It is written that nectar emerged when the ocean was churned and that Lakshmi was given the urn. There are so many stories. The main thing is the notion of omnipresence. Who is the God of the Gita? Who is the purifier? These are the things in the pictures that have to be explained in exhibitions. Is the purifier the ocean of knowledge and the rivers of knowledge that emerge from him? Or is it a river or an ocean of water? So many good things are explained to you. The Father sits here and explains to you. Sweetest children, who purifies you? Who reforms everything that has gone wrong? The purifier. When does the purifier come? No one knows how this play is created. The Father is said to be knowledgeful, blissful, and peaceful. It is remembered that only the One puts right everything that has gone wrong. You can understand that it is truly Ravan who spoils everything for you. This is a play about victory and defeat. You know Ravan, whose effigies the people of Bharat burn every year. He is the enemy of Bharat. It is in Bharat that they burn him every year. Ask them, when did you start burning him? They would reply that it has continued eternally from when the world began. Whatever they have heard from the scriptures, they believe to be the truth. The main mistake is to say that God is omnipresent. The Father doesn't say that this is anyone's mistake, but that it is fixed in the drama. This is a play about victory and defeat. Those who are defeated by Maya are defeated by everything, and those who conquer Maya conquer everything. It has been explained to you how you are defeated by Maya. Ravan's kingdom continues for a full half cycle. There cannot be the difference of even 1 second. The establishment of Rama's kingdom and the destruction of Ravan's kingdom take place accurately at their own time. There is no Lanka in the Golden Age. Lanka is a land of the Buddhist religion. It is in the intellects of educated people where London is and where America is. It is by studying this knowledge that the locks on your intellects open and you receive light. This is called the third eye of knowledge. The old mothers cannot understand many of these things. They just have to imbibe one main thing, and that will be useful at the end. People study many scriptures, but ultimately they just say, chant the name of Rama. They don't say, read the scriptures or the Vedas to that person. At the end, they just say, remember Rama. Whatever you think about over a long period of time, that is what you will remember at the end. Now that everyone is to be destroyed, you know who everyone would remember. Some remember Sri Krishna, and others remember their guru. Some would remember their bodily relations. When you remember a body, everything is finished. Here, only one thing is explained to you, and that is, consider yourselves to be souls, and continue to remember the Father. Keep a chart of how much you remember the Father. The more you remember him, the purer you will become. It isn't that you will become pure by bathing in the Ganges. It is a matter of souls, because it is souls who have become impure and souls who have to become pure. The Father has explained that each soul is a star, a point that resides in the center of the forehead. They say that a soul, a star, is extremely subtle. Only you children can understand these things. The Father says, I come at the confluence of each cycle. They have removed the word cycle and said that I come in every age, and this is why people have understood it wrongly. I said, I come at the confluence age of each cycle, at the confluence of extreme light and extreme darkness. There is no need to come in every age because you continue to come down the ladder. The Father comes when you have come right down the ladder of 84 births. This knowledge is for the whole world. Sannyasis say that all of our pictures are just imagination. However, there is no question of imagination in this. This is explained to everyone. Otherwise, how would people know? This is why these pictures have been created. There will continue to be many exhibitions in many countries. The Father says, there are many children who are residents of Bharat. All are children. This is the tree of many religions. The Father sits here and explains, everyone has been sitting on the pyre of lust and become burnt. Those who come at the beginning of the Golden Age are the first ones to get burnt by the fire of lust from the Copper Age onwards, and this is why they have become ugly. Everyone is now to receive salvation. You become instruments. Everyone will receive salvation through you. The Father explains so easily. He says, simply remember the Father. It is souls who have reached degradation. When souls become impure, they receive impure bodies. The Father shows you a very easy way to purify souls. People cause a lot of upheaval when they see Brahma in the picture of the Trimurti. Why do you call him Brahma? Brahma is a deity of the subtle region, so how can he exist here? This Dada was very famous. It was printed in the newspaper everywhere. A jeweler says that he is Sri Krishna, and that he wants 16,108 queens. There was a lot of upheaval created because he was accused of abducting women. Who would beat their heads with each person? There are so many people. When someone is to come here to Abu, he is quickly asked, are you going to the BKs? But they cast magic spells and make husband and wife into brother and sister. They tell such tall stories and spoil your heads. The Father says, you call me the ocean of knowledge, the world almighty authority. World almighty authority means the one with all powers. He is the one who knows all the Vedas and scriptures. Even great scholars are called authorities. Why? Because they study all the Vedas and scriptures. Then they go to Benares and earn a title. They earn titles such as Maha Mahopadhyay, great scholar, Sri Sri 108 Saraswati there. Those who are very clever receive higher titles. It is written of Janak in the scriptures. He said he wanted to hear the true knowledge of Brahm from a knowledgeable person. There is no one who has the knowledge of the Brahm element. All of those things relate to this time. They have made up tall stories. They have also written a story about Shankar and Parvati. So many stories have been written. They say that Shankar told a story to Parvati. In fact, it was Shiva, but they have mentioned the names of Shankar and Parvati. All of the things of this time are written in the Bhagavat, etc. Then they show stories of how Ashtavakra, someone who had 8 deformities, thought he would go and give this knowledge to a king. The father explains, "You too must go and give this knowledge to the kings. Tell them, you belong to the Sun dynasty, and you then became part of the Moon dynasty, then the Merchant dynasty, and then the Shudra dynasty. Your kingdom is now completely finished. If you want to claim a Sun dynasty kingdom again, make effort." Baba, who teaches Raj Yoga, has come. Come and claim the unlimited sovereignty once again. The kings receive so many letters, but these are not given to them, the kings. They are opened by their private secretaries. So many letters are just thrown away. If a letter has something important in it, they give it to that king. It is said that Ashtavakra gave King Janak a vision of liberation in life in just a second. That refers to this time. The father now sits here and explains to you so well. Those who are not going to understand will continue to look around here and there. Baba quickly understands when nothing is sitting in someone's intellect. Baba looks around to see whether everyone is listening to him well, or whether someone's intellect is wandering elsewhere. Some continue to yawn. When this knowledge doesn't sit in their intellects, they continue to doze off and they incur a loss. There was a batty of these children in Karachi. Those who were about to doze off were immediately sent out. Only all of us used to sit there. No one from outside came. This was a big part in the beginning. There is a long history. In the beginning, daughters used to go into trance a lot. Even now, people still say that there is magic here. They call the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the magician. Shiv Baba can see when someone has a lot of love. So as soon as he looks at her, she would go into trance. The people of Bharat have a lot of love for Vaikunth. When someone dies, they say that he has become a resident of Vaikunth, a resident of heaven. This is now hell. All are residents of hell. This is why they say that so-and-so has become a resident of heaven. However, no one goes to heaven. Only you now have this knowledge that you were the residents of heaven, and whilst taking 84 births, you became the residents of hell. Baba is now making you into the residents of heaven once again. There is a kingdom in heaven. There are different levels of status in the kingdom. Make effort to change from an ordinary human into Narayan. You know that Mama and Baba become Lakshmi and Narayan in the future. You are now making effort, and this is why you are told to follow the mother and father. You also make effort just as they are making effort. They also stay in remembrance and become spinners of the discus of self-realization. Remember the father and your inheritance. become seers of the three aspects of time. You have this knowledge of the whole cycle. Remain aware of it and continue to explain it to others. When you remain busy in doing this service, you won't remember any other business, etc. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to claim a high status in the Golden Age, follow the mother and father fully. Make effort in the same way. Remain engaged in doing service. Study with concentration. 2. Keep a true chart of your remembrance. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father. Don't remember your body or bodily beings. Blessing. May you create every thought, speak every word, and perform every action while stable in your highest position and become completely viceless. To be completely viceless means that you are not attracted by any vice to any percentage and not to be influenced by them. Souls who have the highest position cannot have any ordinary thoughts. So before you create any thoughts or perform any actions, check. Is the task as elevated as your name? If your name is elevated and your task is low, you are then defaming the name. Therefore, adopt the qualifications according to your aim, and you will then be said to be completely viceless, that is, a holiest soul. Slogan. While doing anything, remain aware of the Father, who is Karan Karavanhar, and there will then be a proper balance between your efforts and your yoga. Aviat signal. Stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. On seeing the degraded condition of this Iron Age Tamopritan and decayed tree, Father Brahma has the thought, the children's Tapasvi form should burn this old tree right now with their fire of yoga. However, for that to happen, your yoga has to be volcanic and ignited in full force collectively. So now, put Father Brahma's thought into practice. Om Shanti.